Today we're going to be talking about unfit Biden on way out. My name is Hakeem Brown, and this is Pop City Culture.
Welcome to the show.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone. Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to the most listened to international podcast around the world. Hakeem and Reggie Brown are two young African-American boys speaking the truth. This is
Pop City Culture.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Boom, shaka, laka, 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 laka. My name is Reggie Brown, the podcast. Welcome to Pop City Culture, the most listened to international podcast around the world. Oh my God. So my brother's like a hater. I swear he is a closet conservative. I call him the CC. You know what I'm saying? Because he just love me. He be loving Trump. Anyways, there's going to be a lot of haters here, and I'm going to defend my President Biden. So we going to get both sides. My brothers and mine, which mine is the truth, because, the topic is unfit Biden on the way out, because he labeled this title, but okay, I'll label the next one. And before we get to that, my people, my brothers, my sisters, let me introduce you to my older brother from the same mother. Brown, the conservative.
Hey, family, welcome back to Pop City Culture by kids for kids. And you know what, there, Reggie? Sticks and stones.
What does that even mean? Sticks and stones?
You never heard that before? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Man, that's stupid, man. Names
you
hurt,
never
man.
Heard that. I don't know what to tell you there, Reggie. Okay.
Tell me nothing, so, man. Whatever.
Anyway,
whatever. Move on, man. Move on.
So we were doing this on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so. But first, before I get to that, I do want to give a shout out to Asdoria Ray.
Oh, that's my future wife,
because
Asdoria.
Because today's her birthday. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that, man.
Yeah, today is Asdoria's birthday.
Really?
And
wow.
I think she's 25.
25, man.
Yeah, so.
That's my future wife.
So she's out with her boyfriend. I know you get upset about that.
Oh, hell no. Because she's my future wife, that's why.
Yeah, so.
You know?
Anyways.
Whatever, man.
What's going on is she's out with her boyfriend getting breakfast, and everybody's happy for her to be 25.
Yep.
Congratulations on your birthday, Asadoria. Right. We look forward to you coming back and hanging out with us on our show, because we do miss you.
Yo, Didi, you got to come back on our show and hang out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So,
no, that'd be cool.
That being said.
What's next? What's your
song? I'll tell you.
What?
If you hear me eating. It's because I'm eating pineapples.
Yeah,
these
man.
These are some juicy pineapples. Yeah.
How juicy?
I got these for like $5.
Where
at Big Y.
Oh, my. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. You know, you eat that in front of me? God. How you going to eat that in front of me like that? Huh? How
this
are
is
you?
My breakfast.
I'm going to get me some.
I can't believe how good it is. Some are sweet, some are tart, but it's good.
Well, I wouldn't know because you ain't sharing them there. You ain't sharing them. You didn't even give me one.
I just ate a bite. I'm going to have to get another bite.
Uh-huh.
Reggie.
What?
Reggie.
What?
You know, Reggie, there's another one in there if you want one.
Really? In the refrigerator? So I can go get it? You know, you're not going to get mad. Yo, man, I can't understand what your mouth
is. Just go in there and grab it, because
right.
Dad got two of them. I was going to eat them, one today for breakfast and one tomorrow. But
what?
If you want one. You can have it, because I'm going to have a Pop-Tart anyways, probably tomorrow.
Those are my Pop-Tarts, but yeah.
Oh, I love my Pop-Tarts.
But yeah, I will get the pineapple later, okay?
Shut up, Reggie. All right. So, we're going to move on to the news.
All right, the news. Yeah, baby.
Yep, so in the news, I mean, I don't know if you know who Russell Brand is. No. He's a comedian.
Uh-huh. And?
He is in a little bit of
what
trouble.
Oh, no. What did he do?
Yeah, he's accused of rape and sexual assault ahead of Dispatch's documentary. So comedian Russell Brand has been accused of rape and sexual assault and emotionally abusing four women during the height of his fame. The alleged assault occurred between 2006 and 2013 while he was a presenter for BBC, Radio 2, and Channel 4 and include and assault on a 16-year-old girl. He vehemently denies the very serious criminal allegations ahead of Sunday's Times articles and exposed to be aired by Channel 4 Dispatch program. So, yeah, he's pretty upset. He's in some hot water.
Man, that's some serious hot water, man.
Yeah, it seems like, a lot of these stars, man, they seem like they're like always, seems like they're always in trouble.
Yep, sure do.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, yeah, if it's true,
that
guy
from
happen?
The 70s show, he gets like 30 years. I forget his name.
I couldn't believe that. I know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say, dude.
I don't know what to say either, man.
It's sad.
It's very sad. Very
hopefully
sad.
Hopefully it's not true, but.
But if it is.
You got to get to the bottom of it, you know? And.
Do the crime, got to do the time. Do the time.
16 years old, man.
I know. It's terrible, man. That's sick, man.
Oh, my God, man.
I know.
Anyways.
Go on.
Moving right along.
Go on.
Post-tropical cyclone Lee is moving north towards New Hampshire, seeing rough surf, some strong winds, gusts. Now, yeah, so here's the thing. People were saying we were going to have, like, a hurricane here.
That's what I heard,
but
yep.
Uh-huh. I don't see nothing. I see some wind, but that's about it. I thought we were going to get some, like, rain and stuff.
That's what I thought
it was going to be, like biblical.
Like God-like biblical.
I know,
you know
right?
What I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't see nothing.
I don't see anything.
So it says here, Manchester, New Hampshire, Lee, formerly a hurricane and now a post-tropical cyclone, continues to move north off the New England coast. As of the latest advisory from National Hurricane Center, post-tropical cyclone Lee has sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. It has a central pressure of 965 millibars and is moving north at 22 miles an hour.
Do you think we're going to get it or anything?
I'll be honest. I don't even know if we're going to get it. Hang on.
Yeah, all right. Because I'd like to see it.
Like
that.
So I don't even know if we're really going to get it or not. But if we do, we do, you know?
If we do, we do. True.
So,
and if we get it, I'm going to be running out there in the rain trying to get soaked. Know what I'm saying?
So that being said.
What?
Next. What else we got? Oh, you heard about that dam collapsing, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, over in Libya.
That was terrible. Yeah.
So here's what that says. Libya's opens investigation into dam's collapse after flood killed thousands. That was horrible. I'm looking at pictures.
Man, that was really bad.
My God, man. There's like cars turned over, buildings.
Houses destroyed.
It's like a flood went through it. So
yep.
Derna, Libyan authorities have opened an investigation into the collapse of two dams that caused a devastating flood in the coastal city as rescue teams searched for bodies on Saturday, nearly a week after the deluge killed more than 11,000 people. That's a lot of people. Heavy rains caused by Mediterranean storm Daniel caused deadly floods across eastern Libya last week. The floods overwhelmed two dams, sending a wall of water several meters high through the center of Derna, destroying entire neighborhoods and sweeping people out the sea.
Oh my God, that is so terrible.
Yeah,
man.
That is just terrible.
Yeah, it breaks my heart. You know?
And I can't understand why it.
What?
There's a lot of traffic. This is like, are we living? Do you think we're living in biblical times?
Yes, I do.
The sign of the times.
Absolutely do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know, I think we should do a show on it. We definitely have to do a show.
That would be awesome, man. I would love to do a show like that.
On,
you know
what's going on?
Yep. And
compare it to the biblical times, whether or not these are signs of the times.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, hey, that'll be a good title for the next show. I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Signs of the time.
Dude, that sounds good. I love it, man. I love it. That sounds awesome. Okay. I can't wait to do it.
So first of all, I'm gonna tell everybody this right now.
What?
Right now, me and my brother are babysitting.
Yeah, we got a baby here.
Maya's baby. Because she went out with her friend.
Yep.
So if you hear a baby in the background crying, this is why. And baby just woke up right when we're getting into the meat of our show.
Yep, and it ain't my brother crying, it's a baby. You know?
So anyway, that's going to end our news because we got to do the entitles.
Okay, thank you for the news.
Yeah, so we're moving into the meat of our show, which usually lasts about 10 minutes long because, why Reggie?
Because this is how we do it, yeah.
Yeah, the first 10 minutes of the show deals with, you know, shout outs and all that stuff. The last 10 minutes
is the meat of the show.
Is dealing with
the topic.
And the topic being
Biden on his way out.
Might be on his way
out. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of questions and answers here.
This was really
something.
Yeah, it was. And we got a lot of people talking about this.
That a lot of people were talking about and they emailed us. And I guess First of all, a lot of people are getting upset. They're saying, how do we email you? How do we contact you? And I guess we never really gave our emails and stuff. So bottom line is you can actually go to...
Wait. Because Price was going to set up a special email directly for us. So he's supposed to set that up this weekend, I think. So
actually,
you know,
we're going to tell you our email in a few days.
Dude, I just said that, didn't I?
Because we're going to get a special email for this
I
thing.
Just said
so
that.
That being said, it's like you're not even... Cool. So
it's like you're not even listening to me, you know?
Whether or not, you know, we have a lot of answers, you know, people text us and they want answers. So we're going to read a lot of the comments people send to us.
And there's a lot of them, people. There's a whole lot of them.
Is Biden fit to be president?
Yes, he is.
So
we're going to see what's going on.
We're not going to read the person's last name, just the first name. So it says Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Not only is Biden unfit, he's the biggest joke ever played on the American people. Of America. What say you, Reggie?
I say you are probably waiting to read that because you hate Biden, right? And I also don't think somebody can make an accusation like that without backing up with facts.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to have to agree because I would think that if somebody's going to make an accusation like that, give us some...
Facts. That's what I'm saying.
You know, for example, when he became...
What?
When he became president.
Yeah.
He said he wouldn't shut down the pipeline, but what did he do? He shut it down, and everybody was out of a job. I mean, come on.
Things change, man. You know, things change.
That's wrong, dude. That's wrong. I don't know if people forgot that.
Nobody forgot that.
I didn't forget it. Did you forget it?
No, I didn't forget it. Things change. You know what I'm saying? Come on, stop being a hater.
Whatever. Anyways.
Man.
Yeah, the pipeline was a big thing. And, you know, when you run on something and you say, hey, I'm going to run on this. I'm going to make sure that pipeline stays open. You can trust me. Just give me your vote. And then he turns around and flip-flops on it.
Man, you're just a hater.
Basically lies.
You're just
basically
a hater.
Doesn't follow through. Man. That's not good. That's really not good. No.
Listen, he had stuff to do. Things changed.
All
right.
Wait.
What?
Reggie, keep talking. I gotta go hold the baby.
Okay, so I got the mic now, and I'm gonna say Biden's doing a great job. He's my man. He needs to throw like a black party. I swear, if he threw a black party, all the black people, all the black colored African American Yankee Doodle Negroes out there would love him. Man, you throw down some barbecue chicken. You throw down like a pig roast. You throw down a whole corn on the cob. You know, a whole bunch of stuff. He would be getting the votes back.
So,
he don't know how to do it.
I guess this is like what? This is like the baby show.
What?
Right. Hold on a second. Right. I'm going to have to text.
You got Isaac.
Do you think Savannah is home?
Yeah.
Because if she is, I'm going to try to have her come down here.
She might actually come over and babysit while we do the podcast.
And watch the baby while we finish our show.
Yeah, because I see the baby's getting anxious.
And you?
Baby's getting anxious here.
Watch baby.
What are you doing? Are you texting her? Hey, are you texting her?
No.
Are you texting her?
I'm gonna see what's going on. See if she'll answer.
Are you texting her or not?
I know she's got a new kitten, but the kitten has
what?
I think it's got swimmer's legs. You know where the back legs aren't really working too well.
Yeah, I saw that, and it was infested with fleas, and I guess her dad took it to get it unfleed. But yeah.
So you know we're getting back to Biden. So
all right, go on.
Who else? Rowland.
Uh huh.
This guy wrote in and he said, while Biden's maybe mentally unfit, there is one other person who is even more unfit than he is.
Yeah, you know who that is? He's talking about Donald Trump, right?
No. It says Kamala. Then it says,
what?
We must be careful.
The vice president?
For what we wish for.
Man, shut up, man.
Yo, man.
Shut up, man.
I'm not picking and choosing, Reggie. I'm just reading them right down the line.
I think you're picking and choosing, man. I don't believe
it. I'm waiting for somebody
who
likes Biden to say something. Okay, hang on.
Okay,
this is from Jeff.
Okay.
The same partisan question about mental fitness was asked about Donald Trump when he was president. It wasn't appropriate then, and it isn't appropriate now.
It was appropriate then because, you know.
Yeah, but.
He seemed unstable, you know what I'm saying? What?
Yeah, but the bottom line is that, yeah, they were saying Trump was unfit.
And
they wanted him to get a psychological test, but.
He needed
what
one.
I don't get.
What?
Reggie, is why aren't they doing this for Biden?
There's nothing wrong with him.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with him.
It is pretty clear that there's something wrong with Biden.
To you, man, maybe.
Well, he was at a meeting overseas, and now we can't show the videos because Yeah, people are always getting, I don't want to say the word because it'll flag the computers on these social medias.
But you know what we're saying.
But you know when you want to make money?
Yep.
And you get...
D something.
What's the word I'm looking
at? D.
And you get status.
And then it's mono.
From all your views. Well, if
and
we
then it's ties.
Start showing videos.
Yeah.
Because of the content we use, they may flag us and they may ban us.
Yep.
Where we can't even make a living.
I know,
so
man.
We're
terrible.
Just going to have to tell you what he said. And what he said from overseas was...
Is what?
He was in the middle of talking about something. Uh-huh. And then he goes, we got to hurry up because I need a nap.
It was jet lag, man. He had jet lag, man.
Reggie.
What?
Reggie, what do you think? He got jet lag?
Yes, it was jet lag. He was tired.
Yeah, but you can't go saying that, can you? Do you think you can go saying, I need a nap?
Yes.
I need a nap. I'm tired. I'm tired, Mommy. Mommy,
man,
I need a
nap. I'm tired of listening to you. I need a nap.
Oh, man.
I need a nap from you, man.
Hey, I'm done. Hey,
what?
Don't hate the player.
Oh, my God.
Hate
here
the
we go.
Game.
Here we go. Knock it off,
anyways,
man.
Anyways.
Just move on, man.
It says here.
What do I have to say? Go on.
Patricia says, end of quote, repeat the line, is not something you really want to hear from a competent president. That's from Patricia.
Man, that baby's getting loud.
Oh, are you okay? Oh, if anybody doesn't know what the baby's name is, the baby's name is Isaac.
Man, I think...
Oh, hang on a second.
I think I said the baby's name early. I said it was Isaac's, Maya's baby.
Hey, Reggie, give me the baby's bottle.
Okay, here. Wait. Oh, wait. Hang on. I dropped the bottle. Hold on. Hang on. I'm going to get it to you. And the bottle's all set. You can just feed him.
Maybe the baby wants the bottle.
He does. I'm getting hit.
Yeah, the baby's drinking the bottle.
Okay, go on.
Wait. Reggie, let me read another line.
Read it.
If a father doesn't remember talking to his son about million-dollar deals from foreign government, he is mentally unfit.
I think that person who wrote in there, man, I think he's unfit. You know what I'm saying? Man.
That's from Steven.
It's sickening.
Okay, you know, I am going to have to say.
What?
It seems like a lot of these
people are nothing more than haters.
Collins in Texas are from haters. I ain't gonna lie.
They are.
But I really want somebody to defend the president.
I know.
How are they not defending the president?
I defend them all the time.
Hang on.
All right.
The
on.
Problem is that if President Biden is declared mentally incompetent, the successor per the 25th Amendment is VP Harris, followed by Speaker Pelosi.
Man,
wait, she's not speaker anymore.
She ain't speaker no
so
more.
So they messed this up. What a choice.
Probably a conservative Republican.
Dumber and dumbest anyway. That's from Arthur.
Guy's a dumb. You know what I'm
maybe
saying?
Maybe that person stopped watching the news.
Maybe.
You know,
maybe.
So they're like more confused than Biden. What do you think?
I think so. Man, they don't know what's going on. Do they know what day it is?
I'm just saying.
Maybe they
there,
should
Reggie.
Not run for
Reggie,
president.
I'm just don't hate the player, Reggie.
Well, man,
don't hate the player.
Shut up. Man,
hate that game.
I was agree with you, stupid man.
I want to get some ridiculous. Positive stuff here.
I do too. Go on.
Okay, here's one from Mike.
All right, go on.
The problem is that by far the majority of the politicians are ethically and morally unfit. Oh, this is true.
True that.
I'm gonna have to agree with that.
Okay, I will agree with that. Yes.
Yeah. I think
100% probably. Yep.
I think we have a real problem with the politicians. They've just gotten too much power.
Power.
Yeah, maybe they should call them power-titions.
Power-titions, you're right, man.
We have too many power-titions.
We got too many. They must leave in term limits.
Yeah.
So,
you
know what I'm saying?
I mean,
man,
that's the way I'm seeing it.
I'm seeing it now, too, yeah.
Uh-huh. So,
Only only when it comes to the power-titions. That's how I'm seeing it. What's wrong with the baby?
Yeah.
What's going on?
So,
go on.
I'm going to read.
Okay.
I'm going to read one more.
Read one last one. But, hey, let me take the mic here. Since you got the baby, okay? So this is what's going on, people. Baby needs attention. Baby's getting bottle. Baby.
I'm going to read one more.
Baby's sort of smelling. Is that diaper change?
Let me try to get a good one.
All right, go on. Because I got to hear what's next. Go on.
This is from Lisa. Does anyone really think he is currently running the country anyways? He's a buffoon representing the United States on the world stage. That's from Lisa.
Well, Lisa, I think you're an idiot. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Well,
so there.
Reggie, this is the thing, okay?
What's the thing?
I think that, okay, honestly, I don't know if the president is able to do his job, but somebody's running the country.
Biden is stupid.
And it's pretty obvious because,
what? Why?
I mean, you see people from Sky News overseas.
Uh-huh.
And BBC, they're like dogging the country, saying, what is going on?
Dude, they're not even Americans. What are you listening to them for?
You know, why are they letting President Biden, who's tripping and falling all the time and losing his words and stumbling over his speeches, why is he still president? Do you, I mean, can you agree with me there?
No.
Reggie?
No, absolutely not.
Well, Reggie, you're never going to agree with me because no matter what President Biden does, you're going to stick up for him, right?
Because he's a good president.
Why?
And you got to respect the president in the office.
Yeah, and
I
say we should respect the president of the United States. Respect the office.
Yeah.
And I do have to say a lot of people are disrespectful to the president and the office. But
what?
You know, we are Americans, and I'm going to be honest with you. I think we have to work together. And it's just like if there is something wrong with the president, we have to sit there and say, okay, how can we help him? Because he was elected, you know? You know, he was elected by everybody, and we need to support him and see what's going on and help him through this thing. So that being said, do you know what time it is?
Yes, I know what time it is. yes, I do.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I know what time it is. It is time for the words of wisdom. Take it away, my brother.
The big question today is whether or not the elected president of the United States is fit to complete his duties as leader of the free world. Let's turn the clock back in our way back machine and see exactly what happened. From what I understand and from what I remember during the last election, we had and still do have a divided America. It was split right down the middle. If I'm a Democrat, I'm voting Democrat no matter what, no matter who the person is, no matter if they are disqualified, whatever, I'm voting for them. And if I'm a Republican, that's the same thing. I'm voting Republican, straight Republican. I hate the other side. I don't care who they are. But this is the thing. You know, do we vote for a person because we don't like them? I mean, can you imagine going to a doctor and our life is on the line and a doctor is an atheist, doesn't believe in God, doesn't have any kind of a religion or anything. And despite that, you say, I don't want this doctor working on me. Even though he may be more qualified of all the doctors, you're going to cheat yourself out of your life being saved. If you use our political system as an example, as I use the doctors, you would be dead now because of your sheer hatred for the person instead of their qualifications. Listen, I feel sorry for America, for the older generation, because their bitterness and hatred shows when they pull that lever in the voting booth. I only hope and pray my generation, the young generation, has more sense to vote for somebody based on their qualifications and whether or not they can get the job done. Because at the moment, let me tell you, our forefathers had the great idea. They did a great job laying down the foundation for this great nation. But the older generation, the baby boomers, the potheads of the 70s, who grew up to run this country into the ground and to hell, they have failed us miserably. They failed the world. They failed you and me. And we are now the divided states of America. And we are the laughing stocks of the world as we speak. And those, my friends, are my words of wisdom.
Oh, my God, my brother. Thank you for those words of wisdom. That's really heartfelt and spot on the money, my brother. Anyways, I'm going to pass the baton off to you so you can take us out.
Thank you for joining us here on Pop City. Hey, you know what?
Yo, where's the music, man?
I don't know where my line... Where's my stuff here? Something got deleted. Dude, something got deleted.
It's like the power went out or something.
Yeah, I mean, man. I had everything right here. Where's my stuff?
What's going on? What's
hang
going
on?
It's gremlins.
Hold
it's poltergeist.
Okay, hang on a second.
You got it?
This is the first time this happened. The computer shut down.
This is too funny, man.
Okay, hang on. Okay,
where are you going?
I found it.
All right, start up the music, people.
I think I found it.
Okay, start up the music.
Anyways.
Go on.
Thank you for joining us here on Pop City Culture. I'm going to do this on the fly. You can listen to our Pop City Culture podcast any time of the day, morning, noon, and night. Hey, just join us, listen into us, download us. You know, we are one of, in my opinion, one of the greatest podcasts around the world. Shut up, Reggie.
You ain't got the
anyways,
paper.
Anyways, I'll see you next
paper.
Time here on Pop City Culture where we give you 3 cups of sunshine. And what, Reggie?
A pinch of black attitude.
And as always, be kind and affectionate to one another. Remember whose you are. Peace.
Yo, man. That's true, man. But I'm going to tell you, I don't like people hating on my president. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, y'all, I hope y'all have a great week. Thank y'all for joining us. Pop City Culture, always delightful, always insightful. See y'all later. Bye.